Ninth grade, English for Starters book. This record covers the last lesson from the second unit of Module 1. It's presented by Light Initiative and voiced by Zainab Shaheen. The title of the lesson is Tips for Writing a Successful Story. We hear stories, read stories, and watch stories every day. And every time we tell someone what happened to us at school or on holiday, we tell stories too. But when we write them down, there's some basic things we have to think about first. A good story is like a delicious cake. It must have all the right ingredients. So before you start writing, here are the ingredients you need. Characters. What are their likes and dislikes? What do they look like? What words can describe their personalities? Make notes about them. Setting. Where does your story take place? Is it in a city, in the country, or by the sea? When is it set? In the past, the present, or the future? Plot. Does your story have a beginning, a middle, and an end? Does your main character have a problem to solve? It could be something small, such as finishing homework on time, but it could be large, such as saving a friend's life. The thing that makes your story interesting is how people deal with difficulties. For example, perhaps your character can't get help because his mobile phone isn't working. The ending. Think carefully about the ending. In the best stories, the hero solves the problem on his own or with the help of others. How does your main character finally solve his problem? Which of his qualities allows him to do it? Is your main character changed by the events? And now you have all your ingredients. You're ready to write. Exercise number 2. Read tips for writing a successful story and write definitions of these words. Number 1. Setting. The answer is, the setting is when and where the story takes place. Number 2. The ending. The answer is, the ending is what happens at the end of the story to solve the problem. Number 3. Plot. The answer is, the plot is what happens in the story. Number 4. Character. The answer is, the characters are the people who appear in the story. Exercise number 3. Read the advice and answer these questions. Number 1. The writer says a good story is like a cake. Why? The answer is, because it must have all the right ingredients. Number 2. What two things do you have to decide for the setting? The answer is, where and when the story takes place. Number 3. What does the main character have to do in a successful story? The answer is, he or she has to solve a problem. Number 4. Why do you think difficulties can make a story more interesting? The answer is, because you see how people deal with problems. Number 5. According to the writer, how do the best stories end? The answer is, the hero solves the problem. Now let's move to the same lesson in the activity book. First of all, I'm gonna read a story and then answer the exercises that are related to it. So let's begin. A day in the life of a newspaper reporter. The first paragraph. First, I check my email and phone messages. I'm usually working on a story for the next day's newspaper, so I have to make sure I meet the deadline for that. But when there's a big story or something unexpected happens, like a flood or an earthquake, I have to be able to travel anywhere in the world at short notice to find out about it. The second paragraph. Every day is different. That's what I love about working for a newspaper. And although you get paid, you're still learning a lot all the time about so many different subjects. I like finding out things and telling everyone about them through the newspaper because I think it's important that people know what's going on around them. The third paragraph. It isn't always easy to give a fair view of a complicated topic, but you can present your own point of view. And another thing that can be difficult is when you have too little information about a story, or your information is confusing. And of course, the worst thing is when you have to deal with tragedies. That's a really hard part of a reporter's job. The fourth paragraph. I think experience and attitude are the most important things, as well as the necessary skills, of course. You have to be able to write well and imaginatively. You have to be able to decide what makes an interesting story, what information to include or leave out. It's not as easy as it sounds, and you shouldn't get upset when you're trying to collect information. People aren't always kind to reporters, but you can't give up when things get difficult. You have to get the story. That's what it's all about. Exercise number 1. Read the interview and match the questions with each paragraph. Number 8. What suggestions do you have for people who want to become reporters? The paragraph that answers this question is the third one. Number B. What are the most difficult parts of being a reporter? The paragraph that answers this question is the fourth one. Number C. What is a typical day like on a newspaper? The paragraph that answers this question is the second one. Number D. What do you like best about your job? The paragraph that answers this question is the first one. Exercise number two. Match the words and phrases with the definitions. Number one. Meet the deadline. The answer is number B. Hand something in on time. Number 2. Flood. The answer is number E. When a place is covered by too much water. Number 3. At short notice. The answer is number F. Without warning. Suddenly. Number 4. Complicated. The answer is number D. Not simple. Number 5. Tragedies. The answer is number A. Sad events. Number 6. Give up. The answer is number C. Stop. Language practice. Exercise number 1. Complete the questions and answers. Use the present simple or present continuous. Number 1. What? Space. You usually space when you get home from school. The verb that you are required to conjugate is do. So the answer would become what do you usually do when you get home from school? I usually space something to eat. The verb that you are required to conjugate is have. So the answer would become I usually have something to eat. Number 2. What university space your brother space at this year? The verb that you are required to conjugate is study. So the answer would become what university is your brother studying at this year? He space at Damascus University. The answer is he is studying at Damascus University. Number 3. What space you space to on the radio? It sounds interesting. The verb that you're required to conjugate is listen. The answer would become what are you listening to on the radio? It sounds interesting. I space to a program about space travel. The answer is I am listening to a program about space travel. Number 4. What space your father space? The verb that you're required to conjugate is do. So the answer would become what does your father do? He space a newspaper reporter. The verb that you require to conjugate is be. So the answer would become he is a newspaper reporter. Number 5. Hello Ruba. Who space you space for? The verb that you require to conjugate is wait. So the answer would become hello Ruba. Who are you waiting for? I space for my friend. She space late. The verbs that you are required to conjugate are wait and be. So the answer would become I am waiting for my friend. She is late. Exercise number 2. Complete the story. Use the past simple or past continuous. The day space my best friend. The verb that you are required to conjugate is meet. So the answer is met. It space the first day of my new secondary school. The verb that you are required to conjugate is be. So the answer is was. I space to school on my own. The verb that you are required to conjugate is walk. So the answer is was walking. I remember. I space about the new teachers and students I would met. The verb that you are required to conjugate is think. So the answer is was thinking. When suddenly I space someone across the road. The verb that you are required to conjugate is see. So the answer is saw. She space at me. The verb that you are required to conjugate is wave. So the answer is was waving. I space to talk to her. The verb that you are required to conjugate is stop. The answer is stopped. She said, I live in your street. I space to your mother. The verb that you are required to conjugate is talk. So the answer is was talking. And she told me you space at the school today. The verb that you are required to conjugate is start. So the answer is we're starting. I space to the school last year. Would you like me to show you around? And we've been best friends since that day. The verb that you are required to conjugate is come. The answer is came. So the story after being answered is the day I met my best friend. It was the first day of my new secondary school. I was walking to school on my own. I remember I was thinking about the new teachers and students I would meet when suddenly I saw someone across the road. She was waving at me. I stopped to talk to her. She said, I live in your street. I was was talking to your mother and she told me you were starting at the school today. I came to the school last year. Would you like me to show you around? And we've been best friends since that day. Exercise number 3. Complete the dialogue with used to, didn't used to, or would. Sometimes both are possible. Zainab, grandmother, you, space, live in this town when you were a child. What was it like then? Have things changed much? The answer is used to. Grandmother, yes, they have. We, space, have a cinema or a sports center like we do now. The answer is didn't use to. So in our free time, we, space, play imaginary games. The answer is used to or would. Both are correct. Every day, for example, we, space, dress up and pretend we're living long ago. The answer is used to or would. Both are correct. That, space, be our favorite game. The answer is used to. And sometimes we, space, take a table outside, turn it upside down and pretend it was a ship sailing to another country. The answer is used to or would. Both are correct. So although we didn't have entertainment, we, space, have a lot of fun anyway. The answer is used to. Exercise number 4. Rewrite these sentences using should, shouldn't, must, mustn't, or have to, don't have to. It isn't a good idea to do your homework in a hurry. You, space, do your homework in a hurry. The answer is shouldn't. Number 1. It's a good idea to make a revision timetable. You, space, make a revision timetable. The answer is should. Number 2. Don't be late because the bus won't wait for you. You, space, be late because the bus won't wait for you. The answer is mustn't. Number 3. We're only allowed to wear black shoes to school. We, space, wear black shoes to school. The answer is have to. Number 4. It's important for me to remember my aunt's birthday next week. I, space, remember my aunt's birthday next week. The answer is must. Number 5. It isn't necessary to bring your own lunch. You can have lunch in the school dining room too. You, space, bring your own lunch. The answer is don't have to. Write in section. Write an email to a friend. Tell your friend about something that happened to you or someone in your family recently. In the first paragraph, write who the story is about, when it happened, where it happened. In the next paragraph, write what happened next. In the final paragraph, write how the story ended. The end of the lesson and the first module. Wish you all the best.